The three things I want to explore in it. First, why the announcement today? When do you plan to move them?
We would plan to move them out, Mr. President, within the next 48 to 72 hours, as soon as they could get them out. It is not necessary to do it today, but
All right, go ahead.
I had last talked to Bob. He indicated he wanted to get them out as soon as possible.
All right. Now, how do we know that with this thing flaring up in the countryside, we needed these folks there to begin with? How do we know we won't need them again, have to rush them back in if these left-wingers get things rolling in the countryside like they looks like they're trying to do on television this morning?
It does look like they're trying to stir things up, Mr. President. On the other hand, Palmer and Alvin believe that they have enough without this. This group would return to the Ready Caribbean amphibious duty and could be brought back in on short notice if this were required.
Yeah, but that would make us look mighty bad. Pull out, jump on and off again like a goat. Now, I'm the one that originated this idea of pulling out just the moment we can because the heat's bad, but I just want to explore it a little
right,
bit
sir.
Before we do it. I just want
right.
to be positive that Palmer knows and can understand the political consequences of here these towns up there, and they're stirring up this trouble, and he's got to send people up to quiet the disorder, and he's got to draw some lines up there, and he got to have some peace zones and whatever else it caused him to get 21,000 down there. He's got to have them. And is he sure that the thing is peaceful enough and settled enough that he won't have to do that? I think that's what you have to think about and what I have to think about. That's
sure.
Number one. And then number two, how much we bite off at one time. That's a pretty good number, 4,500. We've been doing it at 500 and 600 and 17, total of 1,700.
Right.
Time or two. Now, we want to evaluate that. I sure don't want to prove by my own act that we were either impulsive or overreacting when you put 21,000 in there.
Sure. I fully understand, Mr. Preston.
And I think that's something we better just think over a while. Let us talk a little more later in the day. I'm for moving them out and getting them down to 10,000. I want to do it, and I want to see how we do it. And what has the OAS done?
What have they done here?
Yeah.
In Washington?
Yes, sir.
I believe they're meeting again today, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, what have they done up? They were meeting Friday, and they were meeting Saturday. And did they do anything?
To the best of my knowledge, they have accomplished really nothing at this point. Now, I think, collateral to this, Mr. President, that it's very important that we get a responsible American back down there to assist Mora.
Well, you can't do it. All these CETO, NATO, CENTO, every damn thing like that's going. Rusk is gone 1 week, McNamara the next. We just can't, we haven't got the personnel hardly. I tried to get them to leave you down there, but they had to bring you home so McNamara could fly across, and now they said they'd let Bunker go, but now they thought they'd be through Friday or Saturday of the OAS, but now he can't go. And
he would be the ideal fella to go, I think.
I know it. That's what I asked him to do.
Yeah.
But they say, Rusk said yesterday he had to get the votes.
When I talked to them last, they thought they were going to be able to get the votes, but I have not had a reading on that this morning.
Well, I sure do want to play down all this conferring around the world as much as we can until we get out of some of these things, because we're not going to be invited if we don't go doing better on the home front.
Right.
And I just, Rusk has gone during the beginning of it, McNamara's gone now, and you really need to be down there. I don't know what the hell to do about it. I guess we just have to wait and see if Bunker can go. Do you have any suggested nominees?
I think Bunker is the right guy, Mr. President, because he has both the OAS cloak as well as the American presence.
What do you think about our leaking the story that that the commies have got a new line now and that they're trying to discredit the OAS?
I think that's all right because I think that they are trying to do that.
Oh, there's no question. Mabosh and this militant group around Camagna are telling everybody, and this doctor's writing this stuff saying that Mora is just a dictator, and and they agreed on the party line the other day in that conversation.
Yeah.
And it looks like to me it would be an awfully good thing to to give to the Washington Star or somebody that's not completely owned by them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would be in favor of that, Mr. President.
Well, who's best to do it?
Why don't I talk to Mac about it?
No, I don't want to. They are putting out the story now that Mac has developed a feud with the man, and some of it's coming from these liberals. I'm afraid they're getting ready to use Mac as the flaming young liberal that wants to settle with the Camano forces, and us old reactionaries won't let him. I'm a little bit concerned about that. I see the paper's a good deal, and then I got a big column this morning down here
really? Demanding
that they subpoena him. And I think he's going to keep on being a damn fool, and they are going to subpoena him with these speeches and press conferences. And then we got a big issue of executive privilege.
Yeah.
I don't want to get back in one of these Sherman Adams. It got so embarrassing, I never had to let him go, didn't want to. And I think that's what I'd have to do with Bundy. Bob Allen and Paul Scott got a column this morning saying he ought to be subpoenaed and that he is he's wanting to settle along the communist line, and he is part of the group that doesn't want the communists taken out of the country and stuff like that. And it's not a true story, but it's got just enough color and stuff that it worries me.
Well, I could certainly talk, if you would want me to, Mr. President, directly to the Star people, and,
Who do you have contact with over there?
Well, let's see. I know Newbold Noyes. He's the, only one that I know fairly well in the,
I think we've got to kind of bear in mind State Department's interest in this thing and policy. I don't know, I don't think they really, would want to. I don't want this to hurt the OAS. It might have that effect. On the other hand, I think it would expose the commies and might help the OAS. I think we got to evaluate it a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree.
They're doing it, and they're going to get the same hate campaign going against the OAS and Mora and scare these other Latin American countries from joining up and supporting them if we don't expose them, it looks like to me. But. The one or two kind of pro-liberal flack we've got had come from the State Department the other day when we asked Hoover to go in there and protect this ambassador and be damn sure he didn't get kidnapped and be sure these phones and everything were cleaned up and be sure that he picked up any information as pertinent. In connection with our interest there, as he had done in many, many other countries. The State Department high-level people called in the Post and gave them this story and expressed great astonishment that we would have FBI.
I'll be damned, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we caught them right in the act. Matter of fact, they walk right into the jaws of it, and it's a presidential appointee, too. So. That's one thing we have to be concerned about. Well, I guess that's something you can think about, and I...
All right, Mr. President. Now, on this other thing, I'll talk to Palmer further. There is a way that you could cut it down the middle. You could take out one BLT rather than taking out the entire Marine Force. One battalion landing team would be about 1,600 people, 1,650 approximately.
I would give some serious thought to that, and then I would give some serious thought to the Brazilian general being completely 100% aboard, and I'd ask the State Department or whoever's checking the OAS if there's any possibility of rounding up any of them to replace some of these.
To replace what?
These 1,600 that you might pull out. In other words, I would say to Bunker, the president is prepared to pull out 4,500 in two or three groups immediately. He would like to have 300 or 400 from somewhere to replace, give him a little excuse.
Yep.
If you can't get any, if you dried up, and if you're through, we want to know that. And I'd ask I'd ask Vaughn and Bunker both to certify to you that they can't get any more after they send a cable to their countries to be sure that there's no more coming. If there are any more coming, we ought to try to get them in there.
Right.
That's the first thing. Then the second thing, I'd make Bunker and Vaughn check the other 19 countries and be damn sure that they get all they can.
Yep.
And if they can't get them certified to us, make them give you a statement that they can't do
anymore.
We'll need that down the road when they go talking about the efficacy of these international organizations. That's number one. Number two, I'd tell Palmer that we are giving serious consideration to their recommendations. We wonder if he would take another look at them and see if he could move any more, move them, split them in groups, two or three,
right,
as you suggested. And if he and the Brazilian general would give you any added arguments they have why they don't need them, justify
right.
their moving, so you can present them to me.
Right.
Because I'm going to want this when I have to send them back in. I
right.
want to be damn sure that I've got that Brazilian general aboard and Palmer, and that they've said that they don't need them. And it's their bad judgment, not mine. I don't want to.
Okay, sir.
Now, aren't you pretty concerned about this Vietnam problem?
Yes, I am. I've just been getting read into that one again, Mr. President, since I got back on Saturday. I just reviewed this morning the strikes that took place yesterday. I noted the fact that there were apparently 8 MiGs sighted, but they did not attempt to engage our people.
I think that's significant, though.
And the one that I'm really trying to get some additional fact on is this rather large engagement that's going on the ground out there.
Yeah.
I think this is a fairly significant one.
Yes, and I see where they're calling for help for the Marines, and we're not giving it to them. Do you know anything about that?
I have asked for information on that, Mr. President. Nobody here knew anything about that this morning, but they're checking into it for me.
Well, now what are we going to do if they ask for it?
If my feeling is that we probably will have to give it to them, Mr. President, if it looks like they're going to get wiped out without it. I think a major shellacking could have a very bad psychological effect.
Is there any reason to believe the Marines can do any better into these positions in the South Vietnamese?
No, it would just be additional force, Mr. President, as I understand the facts. This is all that the South Vietnamese have available. Now, if that is the case, and they need additional forces, they could be brought in to help out this group that are under attack, and then be pulled back to their normal base. I think we need to know more facts before we say that we're prepared to actually do that, or that they are required, and that's what I'm trying to get right now.
What about Quart's outfit?
His
cabinet.
The latest information I have on that is it looks like they are going to resolve that, but it is not clear yet.
What's Taylor's departure?
Taylor's departure is indefinitely delayed at this moment, according to the cables that I saw this morning, until the Quat thing gets definitely settled.
Do we have any more men on the road to Vietnam?
Yes, sir, we do. I do not have the full figures on that. They're supposed to give me by noon today those in country and the list of those on the way and the dates when they are due to arrive. I simply don't have it now.
What should be turning over in your mind, I think we're going to get to a point that we may going to have to let the Congress act on some of this, and it can't be a declaration of war.
Yeah.
We got to give a little thought to how we're going to get their reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get them on board.
On board, right.
They don't hate enough, and it's not, they haven't sunk any fleet of ours, and they haven't done anything like that. And they're just picking off 2 and 4 and 8 and 10. And I think if we were to keep them on board, we're going to have to get them committed some other way. They're getting uncommitted now. And down the road, we may have to just say, well, do you want us to get in or get out?
Right. Well, let me get some thought, Mr. President, what we might do on that.
Okay. You then Go back to Palmer and get him to split them up if you can.
And then Bunker and Vaughn, I'll get after Tell.
Get after them, and then make Palmer and the Brazilian general give you a hell of a cable as
right.
to why they think it can be done, and be sure that Mora's on board.
Right.
Mora's on board.